from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Yeah, let's start 30,000 feet here. I mean, we're what? 9 days away from kickoff of the 2024 season. How are you feeling, broad strokes? Then we can narrow it down.
Yeah, I think it's been, I've been at a training camp probably a few times a week. And I will say this, I don't notice anything. I notice a very excited, motivated team. The energy level in practice is much more palpable because of the pace of the offense. It's totally different. That gives me great optimism about this season. It also is much different. I mean, it is a categorically different style of offense than Pat Narduzzi has employed with his program for the last 9 seasons. This is a vast departure. It's closer. Whipple's offense in 20 and 21 is probably maybe not even half as fast.
Wow.
Or as up tempo as this. They would go up tempo and fast periodically. This is all the time. This is much more in line with what is standard in college football. And when you make that kind of paradigm shift, there's always going to be bumps and challenges, and you try to get those out of the way in spring and summer and fall. And I think, you know, this offense for the past week has looked about as good as I could have expected it to look. I've seen a lot of really good signs, and that's going to be what determines where this team goes.
Well, not to cut you off here, Pat, Narduzzi said that defense won the first scrimmage. I think if you're a Pitt fan, should be really encouraged that he came around, said that the offense won the second one.
Yeah.
I think that's good. I don't know that you want to have the same unit win both scrimmages.
That's why head coaches are largely miserable people, because it's like, you know, who do you root for? He's a defensive guy, and I've been a part of a lot of scrimmages and training camps, and defense is typically ahead early. That's the way it works. It's always good to have back and forth. Yeah, you know, they were in Acrisure Stadium on Sunday. I thought both quarterbacks played really well. They had some explosive plays, but they were efficient. They weren't penalized. I mean, you talk about the Steelers having a slim margin for error. That was the way, really, for the last 2 seasons that Pitt has had a slim margin for error, because they've relied heavily on the run game, and the quarterback play has been middle of the road to below average. Last year it got bad at times. And when you have that, you put a lot of pressure on the other units to perform, and it's really difficult. And when you're mistake prone, penalties, turnovers, and the like, it's almost impossible to win. And I look back at last season, and it's 3-9, and it's a record that I did not foresee. You're always closer to that than people think. You're a couple bounces away from being a not-so-good football team based on how confidence works. But I watch the games back, I look at the box scores, and I'm like, man, this team probably played good enough defense to win 6-7
Oh, absolutely. Eight
games.
I think about the first half of that Notre Dame game.
Yeah.
Thought the defense played great.
They played great. They kept in the game. They got nothing out of multiple turnovers. So if this offense is able to take even a marginal step, you're back on the tracks where this program has been and where it's going, and you have something to build off of. And that's how I'm looking at this season. Pat Narduzzi looked in the mirror, made some difficult decisions, evaluated himself and where this program is going, went young and innovative on the offensive staff, brought in a lot of new players. They've kept their personality and they've kept their pillars as a program, but they've evolved. And now that evolution needs to go from being conceived and conceptualized to happening. And we're going to find out a lot. I don't know about week one, but that Cincinnati game week two is, to me, it's the biggest game of the month of September. And that's not, nothing disparaging about West Virginia, but I mean, those games are a toss up, right? The brawl's a toss up.
Yep.
It's a street fight. I mean, it takes one punch and you're out. But you can go 3-1 in the month of September. 2023 is a distant memory. And that's why the Cincinnati game is, on paper, every game is, you can't take for granted, but on paper, it's massive. It's massive.
Is there, and I'm sure you have to be fairly careful in what you say, but is there a legitimate quarterback battle, or do they know who their guy is?
Listen, if you contrast, Pat Narduzzi is always going to say there's competition everywhere and all these things, but when you contrast the discussion about Phil Jakovic last year and naming him a starter and all those things, it was almost a foregone conclusion. I think he's been much more clear and transparent about there being competition this year. He's named Nate Yarnell the starter in the past. He did it back in January. He's had pole position, if you will. But I said this on my show Saturday, like, I don't think it says anything bad about Nate Yarnell that Eli Holstein's pushing him. I think that says that they have two quarterbacks that they like, one of which is a freshman that transferred from Alabama that has great pedigree. I think it's a good problem to have. Now,
it's Julian Duggar's birthday today, by the way.
Yeah.
And saw Deuce tweet that out.
He did tweet that out. He always does the happy birthday tweets. But those two I feel really good about. I think we'll see them both in that opener. Under what circumstances, I don't know. But you have to have, I think last year proved that you have to have more than one.
Oh.
And if you don't know who two is or who three is, you've got yourself some issues.
Yes.
And there were some assumptions made last year that obviously didn't pan out, and no one wanted that to be the case. This year, I think they're preparing themselves that you're going to have to use more than one at one point, and they feel comfortable with what Holstein's done. And I've seen a lot of progress from him that leaves me excited not only about this year, but beyond.
You talk about that Cincinnati game. I think you're spot on. Like, someone just texted in, Pitt will win 5-6 games this year if things go well. I fundamentally disagree with that. You go 3-1 in the first month, right?
Yep.
That schedule's manageable. I don't look at that schedule and go, oh my God, even if Pitt's leaps and bounds better, you got to play perfect every single Saturday to navigate that schedule and find wins. I think you can find wins on that schedule if you are playing competent football. And not saying you'll be a finished product come the Cincinnati game week two, but if you find a way to win that game, you build some confidence, and at worst you get out 3-1, you can really start adding some wins, because I just don't think that schedule is really all that scary.
No, it's not. I mean, you got an open week after Youngstown State, so let's say you're 3-1 or 4-0 at that point. I'm just speaking hypothetically. You're in a vastly different position than you were last year at this point in time. You've got confidence. At that point, if you're 3-1 or 4-0, your offense is moving. You're playing well. You go to North Carolina, that's, you know, they transfer a quarterback, they lose Drake May, they've got a new defensive coordinator, you know, Mack Brown, how much longer is he going to be there?
Yeah, but Miami's going to win the national championship.
They are, right? We don't play Miami. Cal coming into town, coming across the country to play in Pittsburgh. You know, you're Syracuse on a Thursday night after a long week. I mean, SMU on the road is going to be tough.
Sure.
They're a good football team. Virginia's been at the bottom of the league for the last couple seasons under Tony Elliott. Are they going to take a step? You got him at home in November. Clemson, where's Clemson? Where have they been? I'm not a Cade Klubnik believer right now.
No.
He hasn't proved to me that he is Trevor Lawrence 2.0 like everyone thought. Louisville on the road, it'll be challenging. Beat him last year.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Boston College on the road. Beat him last year. And you could be playing for something at that point. Not only interseason, but playing for, you know, rebooting the program and getting back on the stead and on the track that you were on. So, yeah, this is a really important month coming up. It's why we talk about college football. You get nervous every week, and this month of September, and particularly weeks two and three, are going to tell us a lot about where this team is and where it can go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.